week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Merry Christmas to you. Christmas is coming on. Next Sunday will be Christmas Day, and we'll be worshiping again the Christ, the one who came to live, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm so glad for that. I'm thanking God that you're there and you're listening to the broadcast today. And another year is just about come and gone. So let's get right into our broadcast today and do this song for you here. And this one says, One Day at a Time.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be. All that I am, show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. When you walk among men, well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving, it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus,
Bible said that what is life is like a vapor that appears for just a little while and then it's gone. So I'm glad today that God has spared me as long as he has. I want to pray for Martha. I want you to pray in for her also, because she's not doing any good. I was over day before yesterday and she was just there. So you continue to pray for her, and I love to hear her sing those songs. I wish I had more music by her, but we don't. So anyhow, I'm so glad that you're there, and I appreciate you. I hope you're looking forward to a merry, merry Christmas and a prosperous and a blessed new year, because, well, we need that. We need to be cheered up. He said, cheer up, things could get worse. I cheered up. Sure enough, they got worse. But if God be for me, then who in this world can be against me? I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger. Today I talked with Ed this week, and he said Mary Jo was doing much better. And I'm glad for that. Good to hear that James and Louise is doing well. And we understand that James has had shingles. And shingles are not a welcome thing to have, I'll tell you. I know my mother-in-law suffered with them for a long time. And then Betty Jo and Ernest, I appreciate them. And I appreciate Miss Brown, for her offering. I appreciate everybody who has given this Christmas to help me continue to maintain this radio ministry. This ministry, I feel, is very important to a lot of people. Barry and Patty Harper, let's remember them in prayer. And a lot of people I have talked to along the way, and they hear the broadcast, and I just couldn't make it without you. Carol and Ann, Cole, I appreciate these folks and how faithful they've been. And Bobby and Alicia Coulter, how faithful they've been down through the years. I'll tell you, I could just go on and go on, but sure as I did, I would leave someone out. So let's go right now and listen to this recitation.
One day a minister announced over the radio that he would speak on heaven the following Sunday, and I would like for everyone to be listening. Well, that week he received a letter from an elderly gentleman that was very ill, and the letter went like this. Next Sunday, sir, you said you would be talking about heaven. Well, I'm much interested in that land. You see, I have held a clear title to a bit of property over there for so many, many years. No, I didn't buy it. It was given to me without money and without price, but the donor purchased it with a great, great sacrifice. Now, I'm not holding it for speculation, since the title is not transferable. It is not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I have been sending up material out of which the great architect and the great builder of the universe has been building a mansion just for me. You see, termites, they can't mind its great foundation, for it rests upon the rock of ages. Fire will never destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No, locks will never be placed upon its doors, for no robbers and no thieves will ever enter into the land, which will stand forever. It's now nearly completed and ready for me to enter and abide in that place forever without fear of ever being injected. There is a valley, a deep shadow between the place where I lived and often that to which I shall be journeying. I cannot reach my home in that city, but, sir, I'm not afraid, because the best friend I ever had went through that same valley a long, long time ago. He drove away all of the gloom, and he has stayed with me through which I have walked. And ever since then, we first became friends. That's been many years ago. I hold his promise that I would never be forsaken, that he would never leave me alone. You see, sir, I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I shall not lose my way because he will be with me. I do hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home, but I have no assurance that I shall be able to do so. You see, my ticket to heaven has no date. It's marked for the journey. Yes, I am ready to go. And I may not be here while you are talking about heaven next Sunday, but, sir, I will be there. I will be with him in my new home.
Yes, sir, heaven is real. I do a song called Heaven is Real, and heaven is real. A lot of people have already slipped out into that land, and if they could come back, they would tell you heaven is real. It's a real place for real people, and you got to be prepared for that. Well, I'm glad for Christmas. Christmas tells us about Christ and how he came into the world as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He put on my flesh and of my bones, and he suffered the temptations I suffered, but he did it without sin. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ will and does cleanse from all sin. And you don't have to live a sinful life. You can live free from sin. I remember a man came to me one time and said, Are you a sinless perfection preacher? I said, no, I don't. I believe that a person will sin in this life, we will sin. But I said, if we do, we have an advocate with the Father who is Christ Jesus. So I'm glad for that today. I'm glad that he never left me. He shall never leave you. He'll never forsake you, Lord. I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. So I want to do this next song for you, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
The more I trust him, the more I love him, nothing good for me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, he placed his love down deep in my heart. Great joy in knowing with him I am going, and evermore from him to depart.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer,
sweeter as the days go by. Well, the years go by. We were converted back in 62. We've been preaching in radio. Harry Payton got me started on radio back many years ago, and I've been a lot of radio stations, been in a lot of different places. I was on in Rupert, I was on in Hinton, and I've been on all over the country. And right now we're on the internet. And you can pull our web page up by just typing in on any internet. You can type in stbi.org, and you'll run into Tommy Mount's ministry. And we got our radio broadcasts are in there, and music and anything you want to see. I appreciate Daryl and Dana Olson. They've been doing that for many years. And they took it upon themselves to do it, and I appreciate that. Our ministry is heard around the world. I've heard from London. I've heard from Africa. I've heard from China, different places. But you can go in there at STBI any day, any time of the day, and pull us up. And I understand that Daryl gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning to hear me out there in Arizona, I think it is, and listens to the radio broadcast out there. And I appreciate Daryl, I appreciate Dana, and I want to wish them a merry, merry Christmas. Well, let's go right back now. I want to do this sermon for you, so I'm going to get started on it, and we'll do it, and then I'll be back with some more announcements.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Ecclesiastes, the book of wisdom and the book of understanding. In the Bible, you will find in Ecclesiastes that this great men of God believed there was a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. The Bible is a book of history. The Bible is a book that tells us about God. In the very first verse of the Bible, it said, "In the beginning, God." It tells us that God is always watching over us. It tells us that Christ is always with us. It tells us that we have been given the Holy Spirit that is given to guide us in all that we do. You see, it was a plan and it was a purpose for everything under the sun. It's been said that God planned it, Christ purchased it, but the Holy Spirit seals it until the day of redemption. The Bible said, "Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways." The Bible also says that we must love the Lord and trust in Him with all of our heart, that we must not lean to our own understanding. Our ways are not God's ways. God's ways have got to become our ways. We must search for the real meaning. We must search for the truth, because Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I settled a question many years ago. I come to realize that I'm not big enough to handle my own life. I needed to turn my life over to Christ. God is in control, and the plan that God is working in my life is working. Because, you see, God has more wisdom, more understanding, more compassion, and I can fully depend upon Him. In verse 5, it says that we must have complete confidence in God, that the Bible said that he that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek Him. But what is faith? Faith is having complete confidence in God. Faith is seeing through the eye of faith that the human eye cannot see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things that are not seen. It is hard to trust in someone that you don't know. You see, we cannot put our confidence and trust in just anybody. I know that my friends have failed me. I've had times when my family has failed me. There has been times when I have failed my family. There has been times when people have said, "Can I truly trust in Him?" It was a time when you could have a handshake. There was a sale made, a good handshake, because there was confidence in the contract. But today, you better get it in writing, because our handshakes today are not trustworthy like they were before. And today, we need to have more confidence and trust in God. We need to know Him, because to know Him is to love Him, and to love Him is to trust Him. We must love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our minds, and our spirit. You remember the young ruler who came to Christ and said, "Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What doth the law say?" And he said, all of these I have kept from my youth up." But yet Jesus said, "One thing thou lackest." You see, if it wasn't his riches, it wasn't his power, but he simply did not love others. The Bible said we must love our neighbor as ourself. And to love him is to trust him. When I put my confidence and trust in my family, that's saying that I trust them. To know him is to obey him. Because the Bible said obedience is much better than sacrifice. We claim to love God. We claim that we trust God. And yet we turn in every direction when disaster comes. We must turn to him, the author, the finisher of our faith. Notice in verse 5, "In all thy ways acknowledge him." Do we totally and completely turn it over to God? Do we acknowledge that if God is for us, there is no power that can stand against us? Do we pray in the time of our decisions? Do we pray when we're not financially in need? Or do we pray when we're not physically sick? Do we only pray when we are the sickest, when we are the brokest? That's when we turn to God and say, "God, help me, because I have a great need." Do we need to ask God for our blessings? Do we need to ask God for our healing? I believe that it's good to ask, because Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." But there are certain directions in which we ask. There are certain directions in which we seek. You see, to walk with God, to have the knowledge of God, to know Him in the free pardons of sin is the plan of salvation. Then if to know Him is the plan for salvation, then to know Him and have confidence in Him and to acknowledge Him in all of our ways will bring our financial blessings. It will bring healing to our body. It will bring wisdom and understanding. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be too busy to turn to Christ. In Psalms 37 and 4, the Bible said, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." And I believe today that God will supply the need. I believe that God will give us the desires of our heart. I believe that the moment that we need it, that
we walk the last mile to get through. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever. And I hope we'll walk the last mile together. House a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
We've walked in the sunshine, we've fought the stormy weather, and I hope we'll walk
together. I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We walk the last mile together. I remember when you first said I love you. I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
We walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land.
I was sitting here thinking that was the last song that Martha and I did together. I hope we walked the last mile together. I said to the Lord so many times, I said, "Lord, I don't mind going. I don't mind leaving this world, but I want Martha to go first. And I don't know. She just keeps hanging on. But I'm just praying that God will just let her go first. I don't know. I just feel like that. I feel like I would rather see her go, and then I'm willing to go. I'm not afraid of death. I've never been afraid of death since I give my life to the Lord. I know where I'm going, and I know where my destination is. Well, there is something about death that there is something about death that we have a tendency to be afraid of, because it's a step beyond. It's a step into a world that we don't know anything about. But anyhow, I am ready to go, and that means a lot to me. And I want to remember Miss Ruby Dixon today in the broadcast. I want to wish her a Merry Christmas. And also Arvin Neely's wife, Doris. I appreciate her. I talked with her on the phone the other day, and I appreciate her. She said she lived in a lonely world. Well, it is. It's a lonely world. I go over to see Martha, and I leave over there. I'm depressed every time I go. But anyhow, it's something that we've got to go through. And I pray for you today. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. That's one of the truest songs. But you know, the one I like is I Will Be Home for Christmas. And I wish my boys, I got four boys and their wives, I wish them all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I wish my grandson, my children, well, I've got one, Adam and Tiff, their little girl, who has been sick for many years. But anyhow, God knows all about that. She's in God's hands. So I've got perils in my life. But he said we'd have tribulations in this life. And just because we're saved doesn't mean we're going to walk a free world. We're going to walk in pain, heartache, and suffering. But if God be for me, there's no power will stand against me. Father, I thank you for my unseen audience. I thank you for everyone who has paid and helped me maintain this radio ministry, to keep it going into the hearts and in the lives and in the homes by internet. I appreciate Daryl and Dana Olson, and I appreciate my internet. I appreciate the ministry that you've given me. Lord, I'm not worthy to be called a preacher. I'm just an humble servant of yours. But I serve the people. I serve them by radio ministry. I serve them by website in many ways. So you bless that and use it for your glory, that you might receive the glory out of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I appreciate you. I hope you got a gift for the radio ministry. And then next year will be, a couple of weeks from now, we'll be going into another new year. And I hope that we can continue right on with this ministry. I pray that you will give as God has led you to give. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer. A merry, merry Christmas, and a happy and a prosperous new year to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.